Welcome to our show.
We shall
Hi, everyone. This is Bobby Elias.
We
have several themes today. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Civil Rights March commemorating 50 years of August 28, 1963, when Dr. Martin Luther King and thousands, more than a million people showed up in Washington, D.C. We're going to also talk to Dr. Sarah Larson, who has been an off and on guest and a co-host. She's a medical doctor, holistic doctor, and a medical intuitive and more. We're going to talk about how to avoid diseases and the causes and so forth, and she will be giving that talk at larger amounts tomorrow at a big meeting we're having, Gary Noel Health Support Meeting in Los Angeles area. Then we're going to talk to our third guest is a person coming on, one or two people is going to come on, about the dangers of cell phones and all the electromagnetic fields. There's so much damage from electricity and how we can avoid that and how we can keep it to extreme minimum. We're going to talk about all that today, so stay with the show. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Neil Barnard. He's world famous. He's one of the top people in the world as far as being a vegetarian, being a vegan, and about health in general. He has a group, he is the head of a group called Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. This man is excellent. He's on next week on this show for the full hour. Our show is every week, as you know. And if you like our show, be sure to rate us on iTunes. Our show is about health from my body, mind, spirit. It's about creating a better world. That's the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. But we're getting more and more into aging and health. We're into activism and all the arts and cultures such as exercise, dance, yoga, nature, love, and beyond, and more. All right, so make sure you check our archives. I want you to check August the 3rd, the archives, if you want to collect one good show. I was on with Dr. Sarah Larson, and we went back and forth on every phase of aging. And for those of you listeners that think that you're not aging, guess what? After 27 years old, you begin the aging process, 27 or 28. And it happens. That's just the way it is. You notice that athletes in their 30s starting to slow down quite a bit. All right, let's get into our show. Today, we're going to commemorate and just say a few words about civil rights. I'm going to ask you directly, the first thing is, the most important thing is, there's got to be something in most major cities, maybe not in the smaller towns, but in major cities, there should be something that activists are doing on Wednesday, August the 28th of this year, to commemorate the 50-year anniversary of the Great, Great March on Washington, where Dr. Martin Luther King gave one of the great, great talks. I do know that President Obama will be probably heard on radio and TV on that issue to commemorate that. There'll be a program in Washington about that. But we want to get to the activism part of it, the real, real roots of what's going on with our people, what Dr. Martin Luther King wanted back then, and what we have today. And those are things that we may talk a little more about it next week at our show, but I do have a, like I said, our guest will be Dr. Neil Barnard about being a vegan, being a vegetarian, living longer, being healthier, all the good virtues of food and the bad virtues of bad food. All right. Civil rights. Be sure to check with your area. Find out what's going on this weekend, this coming Wednesday, and maybe next weekend. Whatever's going on in your area, support it. Back it up. Listen. Learn. Get to the radio. Get on the internet. Social media networking. Dr. Martin Luther King was a great, great man, and his speech was one of the all-time great speeches in this history of this world. He made that speech on that day. I like to try to get some of that speech onto the show, at least for 5 or 10 minutes, one of these days, very, very soon. I will try. So support civil rights, support your area and what's going on. All right, a couple announcements. We're going to have a Gary Noel meeting tomorrow, Sunday the 25th, at here in Southern California, in Los Angeles, at a place called the Gateway. It's a healing center. And the meeting is going to be at 1:30. We expect a good crowd there. And let me give you the facts from the meeting, then I'll tell you what's going to happen. The meeting is at the Gateway, which is at 2511 South Barrington Avenue in Los Angeles. This is a great place where they do lots of different health modalities, different meetings on body, mind, spirit. Dr. Sarah Larson is going to be our speaker in a few minutes. She has an office there. She will speak tomorrow at 1:30. We have Gary Noll meetings once a month. What do we do? Why do we do Gary Noll meetings, Gary Health Support Group meetings? We do it to let people know about Gary Noll, his philosophy, his work. We have his DVDs. We have his films. We have his work. We are carrying on his work here in Southern California. I am the coordinator of these meetings. My name is Bobby Elias, and I'm going to give you my phone number if you want more information on that. And I'll repeat a lot of the basic information towards the end of the show. My phone number is 323-770-1925. We have these meetings. We have people come. It's only usually $10 or $12, maybe more sometimes, depending on what. We have meetings in different parts of Southern California with speakers, films. We get Gary to call in sometimes. But basically, we do our own work to help people learn about health, about activism, what's going on in the world. And I will continue to announce the upcoming meetings on this show. Now, if you're not in Southern California, check in your area. There are other Gary Noll health support groups going around this country. Check with GaryNoll.com and find a way to get to where the meetings are. Here's my number for people that want some basic information about our meetings or what's going on in Southern California with us, Gary Noll's meet group, etc. My number, 323-770-1925. We'll be in town in Los Angeles in September, possibly. He's going to be showing his new film. It's a hard-hitting film. I believe it's the one about vaccines. So we're looking forward to that. He's been here the last 2 years, a year ago in August, year before in August, showing films and talking and having a big meeting. Not sure what we're going to do this time. We'll find out, and we'll let you know on this show. Okay. We're just about ready to get started, but a few more items. There's a big event going on this next weekend. It's the 41st Annual Cancer Convention, Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1, and Monday, Labor Day, September 2. It's at the Sheraton Universal Hotel, Hollywood, California, right next to Universal Studios, up the hill. There'll be lectures, exhibits, movies. This is for the public and for professionals. You're going to hear well-known medical doctors, clinical researchers, nutritionists, and authors. There'll be speeches going on all day long for 3 days in the main auditorium. There'll be exhibits all over the place. There'll be people explaining new items and new things on body, mind, spirit. There'll be a lady doing reflexology. There'll be vitamins, health supplements, how to overcome things. There'll be testing. There'll be blood testing. There'll be et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of tests. A lot of things on Laetrile and cancer. But this is not just a cancer convention. This is an overall convention. I'll definitely be there. If you want more information, again, call me, and I'll give my number and information at the end. If you want any more information about the Cancer Control Society, who sponsored this meeting, call the number I'm going to give you now, area 323-663-7801. I believe it costs $40 a day, but that includes a pass that will get you into all the lectures, all three, at least for one day, I think it is. And you can go to see all the exhibits, a lot of great exhibits. I mean, really, it's one of my favorite all-time shows in the world. And I've been to many shows every day, all over. So it is $40 a day, but that includes all events. You can pay at the door. Or you can call that number and check out what's going on. Those are the two big events we're having. going on. The annual meeting Sunday, the 25th, 1:30 p.m. at the Gateway. And for more information, call me, 323-770-1925. And the Cancer Convention. I realize there's people all over the world that listen to this show. I know there's a lot of people in the East who hear the show. But we want to get information on lots of things. We've got some great, great people lined up. Next weekend, next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and a great, great guest for the full hour, Dr. Neil Barnard. He runs Physicians Committee, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He's going to talk about vegetarian foods. They're powerful for your health, longevity, prevention of cancer, prevention of diseases, vitamin B12, special concerns on pregnancy, infants, and children. We're going to talk about further reading that you can get into. Lots of things. We're going to get into the whole thing about health. This is an amazing, amazing man. So make sure you listen in next Saturday on this show. Future shows, geometrically engineered foods, aging, creating a better world, and ideas on not just what's going wrong with the world, but what we can do to change it, what we can do for climate change, what we can do for better food, feeding the homeless and the hungry, how to avoid all the horrible things going on in this world. We have a lot to say. All right, let's get into our show. Our first speaker will be Dr. Sarah Larson, and then at about 40 minutes after the hour or thereabouts, we're going to be having our second speaker, one of two people are going to come on. Guest people will be at the cancer convention, and the speaker will be about radiation, cell phones, and what we can do about it. All right, our first guest and co-host is Dr. Sarah Larson. She will be the featured speaker tomorrow here in Southern LA for the Gary Noel Health Support Group. She's also a co-host on this show. She's a medical doctor, holistic style. She's a medical intuitive, third-generation palm reader. She has another radio show elsewhere that's very successful. Amazing woman. I love this woman. She can answer questions on just about anything on body, mind, spirit, overall health, aging. Today, we're going to talk about the causes of cancer. We're going to talk about how we can avoid them, about stress, etc. Dr. Sarah Larson, how are you today? Thank you for coming on.
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so honored to be on your show. I love what you do, Bobby, and I know how much you love people. That's why I always make time in my schedule whenever I can to participate with you. You're really, truly one of those people that I know that's out to change the world. And you organize these beautiful groups, and you organize this beautiful, and I was lucky enough to attend one of those groups early on when my husband and I moved to California. And the people that show up and the way that you host it, and at that meeting, like tomorrow we had food as well, was just such a lovely experience. There was such a feeling of community. So I'm so excited to make time in my schedule to be able to do this. And part of the reason that I'm able to make time is you're going to be here at the Gateway right above my office or below my office. So it's just like it couldn't be a better situation to come out and share this, you know, all of us. 6 to 10 times in our life can wind up with cancer.
Yes. Dr. Sarah, I want to interject. You mentioned food. I didn't mention that earlier. There will be vegan food, great food, by small donation at the meeting tomorrow, and we tell everybody to eat that kind of food. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into your talk today about previewing the meeting tomorrow, and go right ahead and give us what you want to talk about today.
Well, I'm so excited to talk about how to avoid diseases and how healing is right in the palm of your hands. Most of us have been taught in this country that our healthcare system is one of the best in the world. There's nothing that our healthcare system cannot do. And yet, right now, according to the World Health Organization, we're number 37 on how well we are as a nation. There are 36 nations above us, and our healing, we have more people on diets than ever before. We have more people that are suffering with colds and flu, more people getting cancer and diabetes and heart disease. There are more people diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, with lupus, acid reflux, ulcers, stomach problems. There's even more hormonal problems than ever before, and attention deficit disorders. And all of this has been created, and all of this is happening because we've forgotten how healing is in the palm of our hands and what healing literally means. In China and in the East, you pay your doctors when you're well. 5,000 years plus of paying your doctors when you're well and them paying you with their time, with their resources when you're not well. And I love my doctor friends. I love the people that I work with. But most people in this country have been educated by a system designed to look at you and examine you for disease rather than look at you and connect with you about healing. No pill that we've ever been given has ever healed anything. It's used to treat a symptom. And what does healing mean? Healing literally means to make whole. It's the process of restoring health to an unbalanced or damaged organism. And healing may be physical or it might be psychological. And that's a very important component. A lot of people in our country are walking around not feeling their best selves, not feeling fully embodied, energized, and spiritually on a path, and feeling connected to all the energy that's within them. Part of that lies in this understanding of how amazing your body is, and part of that lies in understanding how stress occurs and affects the body.
That's great. Dr. Sarah, you talked about stress quite a bit. I'd like to hear your more information, if you could, for our listeners, because in this country, as we all know, as well as around the world, this stress has gotten bigger than ever. Can you elaborate on that, please?
It's amazing how stress has taken over our physiology and our psychology. You turn on the television or you turn on the radio, and all of a sudden there is loud noises. There are these sudden movements, and our body is designed for stress. We're adaptable. But we're told that we shouldn't feel the things that we're feeling, and we're told that the stress that's in our body is causing harm. Rather than learning how to harness that stress. When stress is in your body, a cascade of hormones, cortisol, things are released, and it floods your system. It floods your system in order to make you more effective in that stressful situation. That understanding that your body goes from a balanced pH, the ideal pH that's in your bloodstream, to acidic one happens as soon as stress comes around. That balancing, changing of the pH in your bloodstream changes your breathing. It changes how much blood flow is going to your eyes. it changes blood going into the organs to regenerate, to blood going out into the muscles to be able to run or to walk. And so stress creates, especially repeated over and over and over again, without understanding how to use it for yourself, stress will create an acidic environment. In this acidic environment, things that normally would not grow begin to grow. Things, sometimes what winds up growing is a bacteria or a virus. Sometimes what winds up growing is a defense mechanism to the acid that's present. That defense mechanism is almost like a leathering of something that should be pliable and movable. That leathering, if the acid around your system continues, then can turn into a growth or a cell process that we consider cancer, malignant or benign. Malignant means it has its own blood supply and it's regenerating itself. Benign meaning it's enclosed and not continuing to use your resources, your food, your sugar, to build itself even more. And so there are really great ways to understand just when you understand stress, this cascade of hormones, and what gets turned on to be able to allow you to deal with the stress, when you really allow yourself to feel, oh, I've got to notice my breathing. I've got to breathe in. I've got to let my breathing rebalance myself back to the ideal pH for my blood. I've got to drink a little bit of water. I've got to get up and move around and get the blood flow out of my muscles and back in towards the organs that are needing them. Once you get that movement going and once you understand what stress is doing, you begin to avoid all diseases that come into your system, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of the ones that I mentioned before can be healed without ever going into the medical system. But once we let it go for so long, we become only able to relax enough in the presence of a doctor or in the presence of someone that we feel can tell us what's going on with ourselves. And sometimes when people get that diagnosis, they feel a sense of relief and they're more relaxed because they're like, oh, now it makes sense why I can't sleep. Now it makes sense why I'm more awake than I like to be. Now it makes sense why I'm tired. And so psychologically, when we go see someone that says, oh, you've got this going on, we feel a sense of relief. And we also become susceptible to receiving medication that we might otherwise pay close attention to. When we eat things and they don't agree with our body, we're like, oh, I won't eat that anymore. That, you know, that that burned my tummy, or that had an effect that didn't connect with me. Like, you eat the same thing three times, you get the same result, you wind up not eating that. But because you went to someone and they said, you've got this, put this in your mouth, it will make it better, or do this particular thing, you'll feel better, you put it in, you're not feeling, you might feel a little bit of relief, but you've got all of this other stuff going on. Sort of like you feel that little bit of relief when you fed the hunger from eating, say, a donut. Three times of eating a donut, and you're really attuned to your body. You get, oh, I don't like the way I feel after a donut. You stop eating that particular type of donut. You put a pill in, and you're like, oh, I don't like the way I feel. But the authority, my doctor, this person that I went in and gave me a sense of relief said I should take this, you wind up continuing to take it. And all of the side effects that come with it are designed by a system designed to treat a symptom and to keep you at a level of coming back, because
right.
they're looking for disease. They're looking for profit. They're working at this level of something outside yourself is going to heal you.
Dr. Larson, you talked when you and I were chatting before about the thing going on. You mentioned that there's ways that people can tell they have a disease, they can feel it. Could you elaborate on that, please?
The biggest thing to get is we are radio frequencies within ourselves, meaning our body is broadcasting. Each one of our cells, each one of our organs, each one of our system is broadcasting to ourselves what is going on in a mental process and what's going on in our physical bodies. Some people, when they get in traffic, their muscles tighten up, and they're ready to understand that they're going to be criticizing the traffic around them and feel criticized for the way that they're driving. One of those things, our bodies are constantly broadcasting things. When we get nervous right before something, our digestive tract is telling us, oh, there's some nervousness, there's some energy here. And those are things that we're really familiar with. When we start paying attention and really listening to what's going on in our body, we're able to figure out what's happening and exactly how to heal it. If you've got a headache and you've got tension in your head, and you begin breathing in and connecting with that place that has pain or dis-ease, and you start paying attention to it, breathing into it, asking it questions like, what color are you? Where are you particularly? Are you all over? What are you trying to tell me? Just giving your body that attention will quite often allow it to dissipate a little. And when you continue bringing your focus and your attention to it, oh, I ate cheese. This headache and this process is connected to eating more cheese than my body could handle. Got it. I love eating cheese, so I will continue to eat cheese, but at smaller amounts until my body isn't having to send me these pain signals to let me get in touch with it. In your hand, you've got all the meridians, that all of these energy systems that reach back into your body. And so if you start being able to look, and we've got 5,000 years worth of references in Chinese medicine to this, and we're able to really look at those, our palms, to understand what's going on inside our body.
Dr. Larson, we're wrapping up gradually. A quick thought on water. You mentioned water earlier, and there's a lot of talk about, well, some of us that are in health know that alkaline water, your body needs to be alkaline, and that many waters are acidic, and that's the worst thing, and it's pretty good for acidic. Go ahead.
Most of our diet, most of our stress creates an acidic environment in our body. And used the proper way, alkaline water is one of those great tools that wind up allowing your body to really detox from acidity. And it's one of the tools that you can really utilize if you're eating a diet that's not rich in vegetables that are alkaline. If you have alkaline water prior to eating those, you wind up truly giving your body what it needs to avoid any sort of disease. You're creating an environment. 80% of us is water at a minimum at any given time, about 80%. And giving yourself fresh water, alkaline water, water that isn't in a plastic bottle that's been sitting in the sun or sitting in a truck is really, really important. Finding natural sources that the plastic bottles have estrogen. Their plastic has this byproduct. Alkaline water in plastic bottles does not pull the toxins, the estrogen-like components making that bottle into the bottle. So it's one of those things, alkaline water winds up protecting you because it's not going to pull out from the container. It winds up protecting you when you're drinking it. It allows your system to remove the acidity caused by stress, repeated stress.
Great, great. For those of you that tuned in a little late, we're finishing up gradually with Dr. Sarah Larson here in Los Angeles, who is a medical intuitive, a holistic doctor, third-generation palm reader, and she has another radio show besides Healthy Me on this show. On Progressive Radio Network, she's come on before as a guest and has been a speaker. And she's going to be our main speaker tomorrow at the Gateway, where she works.
And I'm so excited because tomorrow I'm going to bring out lots of some handouts. And in this short period of time, as much as I want to give, it's really hard to dive into why people are getting sick and really about how to avoid that in your system. And besides avoiding that, how to really feel energized. We're going to focus on that and how to heal. And Bobby and I both will be available for answers to for any questions that you have about what's going on with you. And we do this because we really recognize you as another version of us. For me, I do. I see every person I come along as another version of me. And I'm so grateful that I have information that can help, that can be shared, that I can truly give out. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting everyone that comes tomorrow. Please let me know that you heard us on the radio. It would just make me feel so good to know that that's part of the reason you're there tomorrow as well.
Yes, of course. Okay, why don't you give us your contact information and then some final thoughts, but then stick around because if our next speaker is not there, we're going to be talking about, maybe you and I can talk about cell phones and electric magnet fields and how electricity is so bad. Go ahead and give us your contact information, and then maybe the final thoughts.
I have a website, which is my name, and my name is drsarahlarson.com. My name is Dr. Sarah Larson, and the website is drsarahlarsen. So that's drsarahlarson.com. I can give my cell phone out. My cell phone number is 424-903-6633, 424-903-6633. I love to be of service. I went to med school. I've learned from my grandmother. I know Eastern and Western medicine, and I know that because I love being well inside myself. I love being healthy. I love being strong so I can be of service. And I love to connect everyone that I meet into that part of themselves as well.
And I highly recommend. Go ahead. Yeah, I highly recommend Dr. Larson to all those, even if you're not in the Los Angeles area, because most listeners are not. If you have a question or two, feel free to call her, check her website, and tune in to our show because we're going to be talking about health. We're right now trying to get another show going on with the Progressive Radio Network. One we'll continue doing what this show is doing. Another one would be strictly on aging and health. Or this one just may be on the aging and health. And the other show could be on other issues. Because Dr. Larson is a radio talk show host with another station. She and I have talked about some big ideas on how and why radio is so important for all of you to listen to and to learn and to get more information. So, Dr. Larson, you're going to speak tomorrow at 1:30 at the Gateway. I'm going to give that information to our folks later, but could you please give us a one-minute final thought for our people?
I really want you to get, your body is different from any other body. When you go to a doctor and you're describing things, they are looking at you through cookie cutter vision of trying to fit you into something. Your body is unique to you, and the greatest gift that you give yourself is really communicating with, connecting with, and understanding how it's well and how it's sending a signal to you to become more well. And I'm so excited to meet people in person. I do work with people throughout the world, a lot of clients all over the world, through Skype, through FaceTime, and through the cell phone. So anyone needing information, I'm so happy to answer questions. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone that's able to make it tomorrow. And thank you, Bobby, so much for being the bright light and health coach that you are.
Excellent. This is great, great. Yes, and not just that, but we're going to have future meetings on the Gary Nolan Health Support Group, and I will definitely invite Dr. Sarah Larson to come back again on the Gary Nolan and then also to the radio show more and more. I truly, truly highly recommend her. She's wonderful, as you could tell by her voice. She's got such a beautiful spiritual voice also. Thank you. So now, hold tight. I'm going to thank you now, but if our next speaker is not there, I want you to stay with me, Dr. Larson,
okay,
if you don't mind. But,
Got it. Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for being with us. You're wonderful. Looking forward to tomorrow. This is great. I just love working with you on meetings, on health, and the radio shows. All right. Thanks again so much. You're wonderful. Okay, our next guest is Warren. Warren, are you there? Hello, Warren. Are you there? As I said, Barry, I'm not sure he was going to be there or not. If he may come in a few minutes, I'm not sure. If he doesn't, no problem. We're going to talk about cell phones and the dangers they cause for us. And Dr. Larson, if you're still there, please stay with us. And let me just say a few things. This gentleman that I'm trying to get on as a guest is going to be at the Cancer Control Convention. It's called the Cancer Convention. It's the Sheraton Universal Hotel. I'll give that information towards the end of the show. It's next weekend. He has a booth there, and he really gets into cell phones. He has got, from around the world, has picked up a lot of materials to help de-stress and to stop the radiation from going into our bodies and killing us. So many people have died from cell phone radiation, and from brain cancer, from ear cancer, skin cancer, just cancer in general. And if you don't have protection on your cell phone, it's going to cause problems sleeping. It's going to cause irritability. It's going to cause a lot of things around the whole area of stress and your mind. It's just horrible, horrible, bad. And yet, this word is not out because the mainstream media and, of course, the cell phone people are not going to tell you this. But more and more it's coming out, and there'll be information on this at the health show coming on next weekend. One more time, I'm going to call out for our guest. But I want to say that the Cancer Control Society, I'm going to give this out before I forget again, cancercontrolsociety.com. That's how you check on the big cancer. And even if you're not in the Southern California area or can't go to this event, check out that website, cancercontrolsociety.com. One more call for our guest speaker, either Warren or his brother Barry are supposed to be on. Are you there? Okay, they're not there. So, Dr. Larson, I want
Love to talk about this as well, because there are so many deaths a year from cancers. And quite often we say, oh, it's not known. And in Brazil, they published a study around April of this year, April, May, June, around that time. And they linked 7,000 cancer deaths. When they did this study, they established a direct link between cancer deaths in a particular city, the third largest city, cell phone network. And it became such a, most of us are receiving frequencies constantly, the radio frequencies, the cell phone, our own cell phone, but every cell phone that's within close to you is transmitting and receiving these electromagnetic fields. They're so prevalent that they're actually changing our heart rhythm. We've got more people on pacemakers than ever before. It's a amazing thing with the bee population, where towers go up, our bees are no longer able to sense, they lose their sense of direction. And our bee population, they're dying. And countries like Austria, Germany, and Israel have been studying it since the 1970s when they first came out. And it's really amazing to understand that we now know without a shadow of doubt that a cell phone tower increases the risk of cancer anywhere from 2 to 121 times, depending on what type of cancer is detected. And we're carrying these transmitters with us everywhere we go.
That's right.
A lot of us.
Dr. Sarah, let me say a few things here.
It depends on your definition.
Children are really affected by cell phones because their brains and their skulls are still very thin. They're still growing. The younger, the worse that they can be to have a cell phone next to their ear. And there's so much cancer that's coming out now, even with children, because of cell phone usage. Not just cell phone usage, Dr. Sarah, but also computers, laptops, cordless phones, electricity all over the house. You walk down the street and there's telephone wires. And there's cell phone towers that are now being put in by the major cell phone companies that are emitting tremendous amount of radiation all over us that are nearby. You don't want to live near any of the cell phone towers. You don't want to live near those wires that are on the street because they're just emitting enormous amount of damage to our health. Also, what I do before I go to sleep is I take out all the plugs in the room. Don't have any cell phone or any lamp next to me that's plugged in. All the plugs go out in my bedroom when I go to sleep. And when I leave the house, I even take the plugs out to save electricity and to keep less things going on in the room. Dr. Sarah, your thoughts on that?
Well, I began looking at this. I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. And they, you know, we are so careful and with them because we want them to have the best possible experience growing up. And a lot of what my husband and I do, from writing books to creating around us the communities that we do, is partly for them as well. And so when I started hearing about the bees and connecting with the electromagnetic fields, when I became pregnant, I began researching. And when I was pregnant, we had as little on as possible in our environment electronically. We started doing this thing that we now call grounding, and it's out and about. We would spend a lot of time listening to natural sounds made in nature out in fields as much as possible, or when it wasn't possible, we would go to the park and we would sit and connect with the grass and with the trees. And studies are now coming out to show what a difference this makes on the development of the baby, as well as the development of young children. Their brains are not, and we're amazing creatures. We do adapt. Cancer is an adaptation. Genetic mutations are an adaptation to these EMFs or electromagnetic frequencies coming out from phone antennas, coming out through the walls. Our televisions are some of the most toxic things that are causing memory disruption. This is one of the reasons that ADHD or attention deficit disorders and hyperactivity disorders are out and about. Insomnia. We are listening to, at some level within ourselves, what's being broadcast through the airwaves through those frequencies, and that's keeping us awake.
You know, Dr. Sarah, a lot of young people, very young people, young adults in their 20s and even 30s, teenagers and preteens walk around, they're texting, they're going through the web pages, they're going through all sorts of things on their cell phones, on their smartphones, and all the iPhones, et cetera, et cetera. And they're just so busy doing that. I've seen them sit there for hours. Please excuse the noise in the background. For hours, and even if it's not next to their ear, it's in their hand. Another thing I've seen is people, men, putting their cell phones in their pockets. That's number one danger for prostate cancer. You don't put it anywhere in your body, in your pockets, even if you have a little leather bag thing, you don't put it on your belt. It's still too close to the body and too close to our personal parts of our body that get affected immediately. You don't want a phone near you. You want to use not only cell phone protection, a little shield, a little harmonizer, but also get a little wire, a little earpiece, and this way the phone is not near your head. Right now as I'm speaking, I've got an earpiece on, and the phone is away from me. But the earpiece has a little speaker right next to it on the wire. And these things cost, you see them on the streets for $5, the other places $10, $15. They're not that expensive. There's also Bluetooth. There's so many things out there, and we need protection.
Bluetooth is one of the most. Avoiding the Bluetooth as much as possible is important. I just want to make sure that radio transmission directly into your ear. And that the cell phone directly in. So using an earpiece that has hollow, that makes the last little bit hollow that reaches into and connects with your ears is really, really important. And they have these great ones out there that you can find. And I'm happy to share. I'll put something up on Facebook and on my website that talks about the technologies. There are people that have researched this really beautifully, and it's really important not to do the Bluetooth. And the earpieces to be hollow at the very end when they're coming up and connecting with your ear. And everything that you've said is brilliant, Bobby, with making sure it's away from your body. Having your children sit away from a television or a computer screen, you yourself sitting far away from that screen. The water and the food that you're eating, be on a table or an environment that's free of those fields. So even these living foods, the food that you're eating is not being microwaved, is not having all of this electromagnetic heating, radioactive heating, causing that to go into your body as well.
Right. Dr. Sarah, we've got to close the show. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Our other person didn't come in, but we did it all. I want to give a few announcements now, but we're looking forward to seeing Dr. Sarah Larson tomorrow at our Gary Noel Health Support meeting and continually working with her. She is wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so honored. Thank you.
All right. Let me move on to some announcements. At the very end of the show, we're going to have the song We Shall Overcome, Joan Baez, from the 60s. We're commemorating the fact that there's going to be a big 50-year celebration of what happened in 1963, the Great March on Washington that Dr. Martin Luther King spoke at the end. It was the greatest of all civil rights celebrations and rallies or marches, demonstrations, whatever you want to call it. It was wonderful. Some of us just were very young at the time. I was there. I heard about it. Well, I wasn't there, but I heard very much about it. Dr. King was one of my idols. He was so wonderful. So make sure you go into your community and find a place, a radio show, a TV show, an activist group to talk about it, or to celebrate it, or to hear about it, or learn about it, or to do something about it. 50 years ago, coming up Wednesday, August the 28th, will be the 50-year anniversary. I know that President Obama will speak, and they'll have their flowery thing in the White House, but we want to have more activism. We want to have more things going on out there by grassroots people, because a lot of the problems that we faced then are still here. And there's other problems that we're having, for hunger, for poverty, for jobs, for education, you name it. And that's what this show's about. We're going to have solutions on all these things on this show. So do something on that. Next is the meeting for Gary Noel, Health Support Group, coming up tomorrow, Sunday, here in Southern California, in Los Angeles. Call me for information. Here's my number again, 323-770-1925. It'll be the meeting will be tomorrow, 1:30, at the Gateway, where Dr. Sarah Larson has an office, and she'll be our featured speaker on how to avoid deadly diseases. And that meeting will be at 1:30 tomorrow at 2511 South Barrington Avenue in Los Angeles. And make sure you, there's a $12 charge. There'll be vegan food outside in the patio. It's going to be wonderful. Make sure you come if you're in Southern California. Also, we want to talk about the Cancer Convention. Here is the website, www.cancercontrolsociety.com. It's going to be next weekend. We're going to have more information on it again next weekend, next Saturday, August 31st, on this show. I'm featuring Dr. Neil Barnard, who's going to talk about vegans and vegetarians. And on that day, though, is be the first day of the Cancer Convention. I may be there doing the show from there, but definitely the show will, the Cancer Control Convention will be at the Sheraton Universal Hollywood, at the hotel next to Universal Studios, 3 days straight, $40 a ticket for an all-day pass to hear many speakers and many great exhibits. It's a great, great show. Let's see what else. I think that covered all of the activities, all the meetings. We're going to finish up with that song. Make sure you rate us on iTunes, especially if you like the show. Make sure you look at the archives. Check in on the August 3rd show with Dr. Sarah Larson and myself talking about aging. We went over everything from A to Z in that whole show. It was wonderful. But you can check any other shows. My name is Bobby Elias, and my number again is 323-770-1925. My email is bobbyelias7@yahoo.com. We're on every Saturday, as you know. That does it for the show. We're going to sign off, and make sure you do something on civil rights. Make sure you continually hear this show. Make rate us on iTunes. Thank you so much. Bobby Elias signing off. And stay here for the song by Joan Baez, We Shall Overcome. Thank you.
We shall live in peace. We shall. Oh!
Thank you for listening to the show. This is Bobby Leo signing off. Listen to us again next weekend and rate us on iTunes. Thank you.